Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported. So as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. John William Templeton is widely known as the authority on San Francisco Black history. His passion is unearthing and preserving the stories of African Americans who helped shape our city and state. He wants to defy stereotypes, but he also is passionate about giving young Black residents in particular a sense of pride and belonging here. Templeton's been leading walking tours and bus tours. Now he's launched a Bay Tour to share some of that often hidden history from the water. KALW education reporter Lee Romney tagged along to get a preview.
Hey! How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Here's your ticket.
I meet John on a gorgeous windy Saturday in front of the Red and White Fleet's vintage ticket booth at Fisherman's Wharf. He's a young-looking 65, a tall man with a big, contagious laugh.
Who's coming today?
I have no idea.
John's been testing out this tour since last summer. He was a journalist when he fell into the role of historian, activist, and publisher about 3 decades ago, after he'd learned that many of the early founders of Los Angeles had African roots.
So one of the things we point out is where Alex Haley lived. He wrote Roots here, and he got on a freighter here and sailed it across the Pacific so he could simulate what it was like. Langston Hughes, when he came here in 33, took a ship from China.
This helps answer one big question. Why do an African-American history tour from the water? Well, before commercial air travel took off, most long-distance travelers came in and out of San Francisco by ship. And we're talking way before Langston Hughes, the literary icon known as the leader of the Harlem Renaissance.
Good morning. Tickets for the last line, please.
There you go. Welcome aboard.
Hey, there she is.
I made it.
Hi, how are
Deborah
you?
Deborah Watkins, the educator's educator.
Deborah is the founder and executive director of the California Alliance of African American Educators. She's come up from San Jose to check out the tour so she can recommend it to other educators and possibly bring up some of the young people she works with.
Bobby has a little line.
John has spent decades poring over early census records, troves of Black newspapers, and documents from fraternal organizations. He curates the California African American Freedom Trail, a collection of 6,000 historical sites, 400 of them right here in San Francisco. We launch, and his facts tumble out, many of them surprising even to someone as schooled as Deborah Watkins.
So these are ships that go back to the 19th century. One of the major things that happened in the late 19th century was the salmon trade to Alaska. What we found is that a third of the sailors were Black.
We pass the USS Pampanito, the World War II submarine docked at Maritime National Park.
So that's the exact kind of submarine my father served on. And he was the messman.
Stationed not far from here, out of Mare Island.
The only Blacks that could serve on the submarines were the cooks. So my father was 18 years old when the first Blacks go in the Navy, and the only person who got to take a shower every day was the cook.
Wow.
He's the only Black person on the ship. He's the only one taking a shower every day.
Wow. Story.
So it's kind of ironic.
About a mile to the west, John points out the Maritime Museum. Inside are the frescoes of Sergeant Johnson, another Harlem Renaissance leader.
Came here in 1915 for the Panama Pacific International Exposition. By 1922, he won the San Francisco Art Association first prize.
So, another hidden figure!
Yeah.
It's the 19th century ship captains with African roots that seem to delight John the most, though. People like William Alexander Leidesdorf, who was born in the Virgin Islands.
He had a white father and a Black mother.
He passed for white, even became a cotton broker in New Orleans before he turned to the sea.
In 1841, he set up the first shipping warehouse, built the first shipyard. He built the first hotel in San Francisco, the first general store.
And the first school. Then there's Michael Healy, who was born into slavery in Georgia.
Commander of the revenue cutter was essentially the military governor of Alaska, so he was black.
Deborah can't get enough of it.
So Captain William Shorey.
How do you spell his last name?
S-H-O-R-E-Y.
R-E-Y, okay.
So Shorey commanded the last whaling ship on the Pacific. So he was a good friend of Booker T. Washington. And so a lot of the support for the historically black colleges and universities came out of the black affluent class in San Francisco.
John tells us about the black money sent east to finance the Underground Railroad, too, and the passage of the 15th Amendment, which guaranteed black men the right to vote.
That's part of the narrative that gets lost when we just think that black folks came here in World War II to work on the shipyard, because the black community here was in the middle of everything.
Even on Alcatraz.
Cell Block C was segregated, so a third of the prisoners at Alcatraz were always black. So we got all these letters they were writing to Eisenhower and Bobby Kennedy trying to end segregation. So it was a major, major thing.
We talk about Maya Angelou, who studied drama and dance during World War II at the Communist California Labor School, a college for adults.
I know about her. Right? Mom, so, went to the labor school.
So, yeah.
And Otis Redding?
On a houseboat in Sausalito when he was...
That's where he wrote City on the Dock of the Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
But John, who also publishes curriculum for schools, tells Deborah his greatest hope is to shift the mindset of the younger black generation.
We grew up in a time where we were kind of sheltered by a supportive black community.
Yes.
So
yes.
We didn't, I mean, these kids have no defenses against, you know, Fox News and all that sort of thing. So they don't think they belong at all. And so these are the kinds of interventions that you have to do to just kind of shock them back into the belonging that they should have. You can't tell the lie of black inferiority.
Right.
After you've been on this tour.
That's right. That's right. I'm stuck on Captain Healy.
I know.
I'm just one guy. I mean, I'm just stuck on Captain Healy.
John is now close to wrapping up an audio version of the tour with production help from some talented San Francisco black teens. Once that's done, any tourist who boards a Red and White Fleet boat for a Standard Bay cruise will have the option of listening to his tour on their headset instead.
Artificial intelligence, I guess I'm replacing myself.
In San Francisco, I'm Lee Romney for Cross Currents.
The story is part of Lee's ongoing series, Learning While Black, the fight for equity in San Francisco schools. You can reach her at education@kalw.org.